what might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag bottle and kerosene?
A lantern? Is that what you're talking about or referring to?
Well, whatever you call it.
Well, I'd call it a lantern. Or either, let's see.
Have you ever seen them wet a rag in kerosene and poke it down in a bottle and set the rag on fire to make a light, and they didn't have another kind of light?
Yes, ma'am. I've seen
them. What would you call that?
Lantern, I guess. Well, there's another name for it, but I guess I just call it a lantern.
So, do you have a lantern that's made any other way than that, though?
Well,
when you go camping, do you take one?
Yes, ma'am, but it's a Coleman lantern, and it's one of these new modern jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But the old one, I used to have an old one. It had a wick in it.
Mm-hmm. And what did it burn?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, I guess you one made out of tin, or there's one that's made out of glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Inside the tire of a car is the inner
tube.
Okay. If they've just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you say they're going to
try the boat out.
But putting it in the water, when you go fishing, you have to put the boat in the water.
Oh, launching it.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
I guess just a real small boat, aluminum boat.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that, anything?
Just aluminum boat, I guess. Flat bottom.
It's a lot of them are flat bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do they have a name for that flat bottom boat?
They sure they do, but I just call them flat bottom.
And what if you have a pointed or round bottom boat? Is that called anything special?
I wouldn't call it anything special. I just call it one that's got a point to it.
Okay. If the child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says, gives him his clothes and says, she wants him to put them on, what she say? She gives them to him.
Mm. Put your clothes on, I guess. Or either, yeah, I'd say just put your clothes on or dress yourself.
If she's telling him that his clothes are here, what would she say?
Here's your clothes, I guess.
If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it.
I'm glad to do it. Glad to be of some help.
Okay. If you had planned to go that way anyway, you might say, don't mention it.
Or going that way.
Okay. What might your mother wear over her dress in the kitchen? What she put on after church on Sunday, and she still has on her church clothes to keep from messing it up?
That'd be an apron.